Good afternoon. This is Hank Holman.
Hey, Hank. Michael Butler.
Hello. Okay. Are we connected?
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, that's all right.
You want me to refer to you as Hank?
Yeah, sure.
Said your air name,
yeah,
right?
That's
okay.
It's not what was on my birth certificate, but it's what everybody knows me by.
Hank Coleman. All right. First DJ, actually, if you go back to the very first days of WTLS.
Well, first of all, I'd have to tell you how far back I go with your grandfather. He and I were working together before there was a WTLS. My hometown is Ozark, Alabama, and in my senior year in high school, I was working at WOZK in Ozark, and Ned was the chief engineer, Ned Butler. And he and Bert Bank from here in Tuscaloosa cooked up an idea to open that station down there. And I think Ned left in February, and he said, "Look, I'm going, but I want you to come when we get on the air." I said, "Well, that'd be fun to work with you. It'd be fun to put a new station on the air, but I'm doing pretty well here." And he says, "I tell you what, he'll see. I'll pay you $5 a week more than you're making here." And that was the deal. I jumped at that.
Let me ask, $5 more a week, what did that put your pay stub at?
Now, we're talking 1954. I really, although I'm from Ozark, I lived a couple of years with my sister. I was living in Petersburg, Virginia, working in a drugstore after school and delivering coffee, and I became acquainted with the fellows at the radio station there. And told them that my brother had been an announcer and I would sure like to be one someday and so forth. And they said, "Well, look, we just heard that 10 miles away over here in the town of Hopewell, Virginia, that they're looking for a part-time announcer nights and weekends and so forth." So I called and inquired. They said, "Yes, come over for an audition." And I did. And just to show you how you can do a person a good turn and it lasts them all their life, that fellow said to me when we came out of the audition, and we discussed what hours I was available. He said, "Well, we're gonna start you off." And he said, "Minimum wage is 75 cents an hour, and that's what we generally pay. But I like what I hear on this audition, and we're gonna start you at $1 an hour."
Well,
sir, you could have knocked me over with a feather. A, I got the job.
Yeah.
Got my big break. You know, and to a young person, 16 years old, that's a big deal. And B, had, you know, somebody pay me a compliment like that, but just gave me all the self-confidence in the world and has really meant a lot to, you know, I've told him since. One of the finest things that ever happened to me was that. So that would have been $40 a week in Virginia. I guess in Ozark, it couldn't have been much more than that, and it wasn't much more than that in Tallahassee, but of course times were different and dollars were.
It's not a whole lot different. I'm about $49 a week today. So.
That's for an 80-hour week, isn't it?
Just about.
Ned wanted me to come up there after I finished high school, and I graduated from high school on one night, and the next day, I don't know what car I got in because I didn't have a car. Somehow or another, I went to Tallahassee, Alabama the next day, and within a week, we are putting that thing on the air.
Yeah, you and Wallace Hobgood were the DJs, is that right?
Yes.
And
Ned, you know, Ned could do anything. He would do DJ and news and, you know, whatever needed doing, but mostly he would sell advertising and do the engineering.
What was it like? I mean, to be the first radio station in Tallahassee and for the people around here, what was the atmosphere like?
Well, it went over. It seemed to go over real well. Everybody in town was listening to it. I don't know how we promoted it so well, but I guess, you know, mostly Ned. But we would do everything we could to scare up local news and local happening, and go and we didn't have a remote broadcast unit. But if there was anything of any interest, we'd go and tape record it and come back and play it over the air. And As I went around town, Ned and I both sold advertising, and going in various stores, the radio would be on and tuned to us, and that makes you feel good. And we'd interview people on the air, and they'd tell us later, said, "Oh man, everybody in town said they heard that interview on such and such a day." And so that's you know, we made some progress, slowly but surely.